This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
Welcome in the next 60 minutes. Everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, the Dons are looking to bounce back following a lacklustre display against St Johnson. Tomorrow, they're at Pittodrie to face Partick Thistle. We'll hear from the boss and some of the players in moments. There's a full roundup of the rest of the Premiership games too, as well as the Championship, League One, Highland League and the English game, plus tennis and golf between now and 7 o'clock when Stu's back for In Demand. It's all here on Friday Sport, and it all starts right now.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1 with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
First, as always, to the Dons and boss Derek McInnes trying to find a consistent winning formula at the beginning of his second full season in charge.
Anytime you don't win on a Saturday, you're always eager to get back in. The players are no different, and we bounced back quickly from the Dundee United defeat. I feel as though we can bounce back again, and it wasn't the result we wanted. I've watched the game back, and you know, there wasn't a lot in the game. St Johnson never created a lot in the game. We were, a couple of chances they had came from our own mistakes, and the goal we lose just after Russell going off was just a wee bit untidy, but there wasn't a lot in the game. But we are looking for an improved performance. We are looking for that improved threat at the top end of the pitch, and hopefully we can do that on Saturday.
Are you tempted to freshen things up at all?
I think you just look at, you know, how players are. You look at, you know, form. You look at the opposition. I think when you tend to look harder, I think possibly when you lose a game rather than when you win a game. But you know, we've changed winning teams in the past, so you know, if we feel it needs freshened up in certain areas, we maybe do that.
Team news. Good to see Russell back.
Yeah, well, him and Ash have given themselves every chance to be ready for Saturday. So we had a closed door game as well on Tuesday at St Johnston, and then some of the boys came through that again. So all in all, Jeff Monaghan is the only one he's doing some work with the physios at the minute, and he should be back in full training Monday. We've scored plenty of goals in the European campaign. We never found that hard to come by, but in the league certainly want to carry more threat. But everybody's got responsibility. It doesn't just fall on the attacking players, you know, it's set plays as well. We took a pride in, you know, the amount of goals we scored from set plays last year, so defenders can play their part when they go up for that as well. So midfielders, so all in all, we're looking to try and get everybody in the pitch to take more responsibility for that.
Evening, you're on North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm John Mellis. Joining me this evening, the two Daves are back, Dave Galloway and Dave McDermott. Dave Mac, that zip missing last week, how come? Is it like, you know, second album's always tougher kind of a thing? Are other teams wiser to us now?
Second album, tougher, three words, John, Led Zeppelin 2. Anyway, I think teams are, obviously, there's not the surprise element perhaps that there was last week. But I've got to, thanks to Greg, our analyst, he let me have some of the stats from last week. And we were better in terms of possession, nearly 55% of possession, number of times that we entered the penalty area, final third, crosses, completed passes. The one area, it's shots, where St Johnson had 12, 4 in target, we had 11, 3 in target. And I think that's, we just need to be a bit more clinical. As the manager said there, it's not just down to the front men. It's everybody is responsible. He's already mentioned earlier in the season, looking for more goals from the likes of Peter, Ryan Jack, etc. coming forward. Set pieces we're not scoring from, and that last year that was a great outlet in terms of goals. So lots that we can do. Certainly disappointing last week. You could say, I'm sure somebody said you could hear it in our voices at the end of the game, that so disappointed, and Derek was exactly the same, as was the team. So, you know, onwards and upwards. Big game tomorrow because we've got the international break. You don't want to go into a 2-week break having to sit on and simmer on a bad result. So we've really got to go for it tomorrow, and I'm sure we will.
Derek says that the chances for St Johnston, Dave, were down to individual errors. The defence has looked a little bit ropey at times domestically, I suppose. An ever-changing back four hasn't helped, has it? But it's a bit out of character all the same.
Yeah, you know, it was a granite-like defence for so long, but, you know, last week, Stephen McLean took his goal very well for St Johnstone, the late winner there. It was poor defending, though, because he was given time and space to pick his spot. And, if you give space to a good striker, he's going to stick the ball in the net. So, yeah, very much out of character.
Derek's looking for players from all over the park to chip in with goals, Dave. Is it just a matter of things? I mean, you mentioned a few names. Is it a matter of things not quite clicking yet for some reason? Where's it gone wrong between the European run and now?
It's difficult. If we could put our finger on it, we'd be in charge as opposed to Derek. And I think Derek is frustrated as well. He has still got complete trust in the squad of players. They are still a good squad of players. But, we need to start to... maybe like David Goodwillie, if you take him as an example, I think if David gets his first goal, I think we'll see a player all of a sudden where, as a striker, the goal has really increased his confidence. Adam Rooney's had a couple of quiet games. Adam's a great striker, as we saw. He's already on 6 goals this season so far.
He's probably okay till after Christmas.
He'll still be the top scorer probably by then. Oh, yes, no. I hope not. It's small margins, isn't it? I mean, it's not. It was another one goal last week. So disappointing for the fans that went down, because again, we made all the noise.
We had half the crowd.
Yeah, and we heard them from start to finish. So, I think the fans that are at Pittodrie tomorrow deserve to see their team putting on a showing, a performance, and most importantly of all, getting 3 points.
Do you actually feel, guys, that it is just a case of getting, I was going to say that one win, but we got that one win against Kilmarnock and then slipped up against St Johnstone. But is it, I mean, a couple of wins and it's straight back up the table, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but we're not, I think some of our fans, and sometimes I get carried away, as you know, we think that we're just going to, all we have to do is turn up and we're going to knock the opposition for 6. There's not a lot between the teams. And I know... The club officially, we talk about Celtic and they will win the league, I'm quite sure, but Celtic are certainly, as Inverness showed, they don't have a great strength in depth at the moment. I think there's not a lot between any of the sides in this division, but we're not that much better. I think we are better than any of the squads apart from Celtic, but we're not that much better. So it doesn't take too many players to be having an off day and other teams to be playing above themselves. We are seen as a target after last season's heroics. So, there's not a lot. I certainly don't think last Saturday night I was just about to... topping myself, reading some of the overreactions,
it was
somebody said it's back to the Mark McGee era. I'm sorry, pardon me, that is,
yours, Mark McGee.
Good grief.
Arg. No, it's not. It's it's a difficult league. It always has been, but we're 3 games into a long season. We've got all the cups to look forward to again. It will be the usual roller coaster. There will be downs, but I'm quite sure, very confident, there'll be far more ups than downs.
Starting tomorrow. Let's check in exactly. With the playing staff for the first time tonight at Aberdeen, Shea Logan.
Everybody's got a bit of taste in the mouth, losing 2 out of 3 games is never nice, and coming off the back of a defeat is the week after is never nice. You just want to play a game and get 3 back to winning ways and 3 points.
Yeah, and at last weekend, I think St Johnstone kind of nullified Aberdeen, didn't they? The manager's been speaking just now about the need to kind of mix up the style of play. Is that maybe the key, maybe a little bit more variation in the way Aberdeen play?
Yeah, I think we do need to mix it up a little bit, if you've just got one route, and teams see that you've got one route and, they do everything to stop that, then sometimes you're left with, what to do next. But we've been working on a few things this week, and hopefully we're going to the Partick game and with a few more ideas and a few more plans. And if things don't go our way with the first plan, we can always move on to a second one.
Some people maybe getting a wee bit carried away, some of the fans with Aberdeen's start of the season. Maybe what they forget is that, it's very early in the season and it's... you can easily bounce back.
Yeah, and I said that to a few of my friends. The only positive I really take from this is it's 3 games into the season. With 30 odd more games left, If this was to happen towards the end of the season, you know, the business end of the season, then it could be more, you know, worse for us. But we go in Saturday, and you know, St Johnstone's not forgotten about, but you know, it's nipped in the bud until we play them up at Papadodgery, and then we take revenge on them there. But it's just, it's never nice to lose. So I can see where the fans are coming from, but they have to remember it is a long season, and we're only very, very short into the season.
We've been talking about contributions from all over the park being essential. Recently, I think Shea's probably been more in the receiving end of stick for his defensive cover as opposed to his efforts going forward, isn't he? He's usually quite good for bombing up and down the wing.
He's very good. I think if there are areas for Shea to improve, it is on the defensive side. I think he gives us so much going forward. You know, he's come up with some fairly good last gasp tackles. Mm. But there, I think we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. There was a couple of goals that came in his area that I'm sure he would be looking to do better next time. But certainly he is potentially where he's got a goal already this season. He scored the cracker at Celtic Park last season, so we know there's goals in him.
This is North Sunderland's Friday Sport, looking ahead to a big game tomorrow. It's Aberdeen versus Partick Thistle. The entire match live, as always, on North Sound 2, on digital, online at northsound2.com, and on 10:35 a.m. with the two Daves and Andrew Shiney in position for full, very biased match commentary. Let's make no bones about it. It's very biased. But nothing beats the big match atmosphere live. And if you'd like to be at the game tomorrow, Aberdeen versus Partick Thistle, simply name either of the Dons' two scorers against Kilmarnock. It's only a couple of weeks ago, isn't it? Name either of the Dons' goal scorers against Kilmarnock in the 2-0 victory a couple of weeks back. Our number is Aberdeen 400-969. 01224-400-969. Name either of the scorers from that 2-0 victory over Kilmarnock and win a pair of tickets for tomorrow's game at Pittodrie, Aberdeen versus Partick Thistle. Derek says he'll freshen things up if he sees that's what's required. In a moment, we'll be looking at a candidate for a starting berth and chatting about another. Don't go away.
North Sound 1 Friday Sport with Dunlop Oil and Marine. Specialist hose integrity management services for the oil, gas and petrochemical industries.
North Sound 1. This is Friday Sport with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
Tomorrow afternoon is Aberdeen versus Partick Thistle. Jags boss manager Alan Archibald thinks his team have learned lessons since last season.
Clinical, need to be very, very clinical. They're a strong, well-organised, experienced side, and they've also got players that can hurt us in the top end of the pitch with real, real quality. So we learned that to ourselves last year. We learned how clinical they can be in front of goal. And we only beat them once last year in the one result towards the end. So the first two games, it gives a bit of dropping, so we'll learn from that.
Yeah, Aberdeen versus Partick Thistle tomorrow afternoon, live in North Sound 2. Of course, check out Elisa on Gossip and Goals right here on North Sound 1 for all the goal flashes. We'll keep you up to date. Now, we'll get on to the team lineups later, but always making his case for a starting place is Aberdeen's Cammy Smith, chatting here to Red TV's Mal Panton for North Sound 1's Friday Sport about the post-mortem in last weekend's game.
I was just saying it wasn't like us. It was flat. There was no spark to it. But I think it wasn't just the manager. It was not a stat. I think everybody that from our supporters, the 3,000 that were down, they would have noticed that themselves. It didn't take a genius to work that out. But the maybe one good thing is it's just not like us, and you know it's not going to happen on a regular basis. If we can put that right on the training pitch, we can hopefully our performance levels can come back up, and I'll be starting with Saturday. I get the all important 3 points.
And one of the things last season when we did have a lot of dips in form, we came straight back with a good result. So again, it's important Saturday we do that.
Yeah, the manager made a good point by saying I think we've only lost two in the bounce twice last year. Mm-hmm. I think back to back. So hopefully we'll cut that out this year again. Even reduce that even more. But it's a good thing to have if coming straight back from a setback. It shows good strength and character, and that's one thing that the manager has brought to the club.
It's a good little stat, that, isn't it? Aberdeen lost two games in a row on only two occasions last term. The all-important bounce-back ability was there then. He's hoping it hasn't deserted us this year. Partick Thistle, the opposition, took so long to win at home last year, but that's something that they've buried early doors this season. They thumped Ross County 4-0. A draw. I'm sure the Adams family will be grateful for that.
Yeah, thanks for reminding them.
In the last couple of steps. A draw with Dundee and a narrow defeat to Hamilton aside from that. Having seen Aberdeen's form, will they come up fancying this? I mean, they're not a team to sit in and defend, are they? They'd like to pass the ball around a bit.
No, they allow you to play football because they play a very expansive game, and you know, Alan Archibald, I think, has got to be credited for the way he has set up. They've also brought in a couple of new players, and in fact, they added a defender, Jake Carlin, loaned from Huddersfield today, so he's in the squad for tomorrow. So it will be very, very difficult. But the one thing is that, you know, they tried to play maybe too much football when we beat them 4-0 last year. So you're hoping, I don't think, I mean, Alan Archibald referred to that game there. I don't think they'll be quite as naive this time round. So it's going to be very difficult, but there'll be plenty. We're the home team. We've got to take the game to them in the first place. And as the manager again said, don't allow them to get into their game pattern and enjoy the afternoon. Mm. You know, fingers crossed that's the way. But make no mistake, it's going to be a hard game.
It just seemed to be a case, Dundee United certainly, St Johnstone as well to an extent, it just seemed to be a case that what we did to other teams last year, those teams are now doing to us. They're not letting us have any time in the ball. They're straight in, you know, pushing up and getting in your face and getting in the road and just breaking up the game, aren't they?
Yeah, I think maybe the teams it has been discussed in the public domain quite at length recently. I think other teams are a bit wise to our style of play, and Derek himself has mentioned this. We need to maybe vary our play a little bit more. And I spoke to Shay Logan about that during the pre-match press conference, you know, and he agreed. But I'm sure they've been working hard in training on one or two variations that they can perhaps use, because, you know, they haven't become a bad team overnight.
No, exactly. Now let's get on to your thoughts via the weekly poll and topic online at Aberdeen Mad. And this week the topic is about Barry Robson, who's really only been a bit part contributor so far this campaign. I think the fear now amongst some of the supporters that he may be a spent force happens with older players of the squad. Every time you're on the fringes, some gloom merchant pipes up, it's the end. But as Dave Max proven over the last 20 years of Friday Sport, that's not always the case. And here comes,
nice.
Here comes Dave now for tonight's topic about Barry Robson, started by Stony Bloke, who says, how much of our success last season was down to his presence in the team? It seems that when he played well, the team performed better, with one of his best games in the cup tie at Parkhead. Whether he still has it in him, who can tell? But it's not looking good so far. He was a key player for most of last season, but he can't last forever. And no ready replacements lined up either. Same thing with Hartley. Great initial contribution, but faded badly in his second season. Dave's been following that one as it developed online.
Yeah, as some of the other contributors pointed out, Paul Hartley's form faded so badly in his second season that he didn't turn up because he actually retired after one. But anyway, back to the topic. Tom Don starts off. To me, he looks to have declined a bit since last season. However, I don't think he's been helped by being played at right mid when he does get game time. Doesn't have the pace to play there. From Red Starter Finns, he hasn't got the legs to play at the top level now. Also agree with the poster who said he should never be played out wide right. If he plays, play him at centre mid. I'd pick Nicky Lowe ahead of him now, I think. The wide right thing is baffling, says Pacman1903. Who in the right mind would deploy Robson there? Well, the manager, presumably. From Dolly Longstaff, I was very doubtful about giving him or Russell a new contract. I was not convinced either had another season in him. I've been pleasantly surprised by Anderson so far, but it's looking like a season too far for Robson. Peter SSB, I'm concerned about the Russell injury last week again to knee. My gut feeling is that he's finished and he may have played his last game. I remember Willie's last game when he picked up a knock pre-season and fear this may be similar. But SMSW counters, it's reported a slight swelling in the knee. He was stripped at Pittodrie for the cup draw, which makes me think he did some training. I think you're way over the top there. Back to Barry, which was the subject. Crackerdown says, in Barry's favour, I would point out that he came in against Groningen shortly after half-time and steadied what at that point was a pretty shaky ship. That was kind of forgotten in the afterglow of the result. We'd certainly not want to lose him and Russell at the same time. From Clue, just to mimic what everyone said, I think his legs are past it. His experience and knowledge of the game, though, is second to none in terms of the squad we have. I feel he's a good guy to have around the dressing room. I think Barry should only be used as a sub when we're winning with 20 minutes to go, says Caddy Carhandle. Wise head, keeping it in the corners and all that stuff. I don't see a role for Robson in the starting 11 anymore, says Ianol Jesse from Exterminator 75. I hope Russell still has a part to play he needs looking after. Prepare for life after Russell. From Edgar Prey, never overlook the importance of having a real winner in the dressing room. I know that being good to have about the place can be ridicule, but this guy's won more trophies than the rest of the team. He's a great role model. There's absolutely nobody better that I'd like for Ryan, Jack, Cammy Smith and Nicky Lowe to learn from. From the Stooge, 4231, one doesn't suit him. He's not disciplined enough to do what Jack does. He's not dynamic enough to do what Jack does. He doesn't really fit into any of the attacking roles either. I think he could do a job on the flanks of a midfield four. I think he's our best option at left back currently. I think he's useful to bring off the bench to provide a bit of a steeling grip when things are tight. Shame he wasn't a few years younger, but he still offers us plenty. From Fife Red, considering he managed 120 minutes in the cup final less than 6 months ago, I'd say he is enough in the tank and his brain to last the season in the first team. Needs to be used intelligently. 67 Super Don. I reckon Barry's experience will still prove invaluable to the Dons over the course of the season. His enthusiasm and skill have made him the success that he has been.
I'm just glad you got through pretty shaky ship.
That could have been a pretty shaky evening for me if I hadn't.
As always, if you want to take part in our weekly topic or poll, we would love to hear from you. You can do that online via Aberdeen Mad for about midweek onwards in any given week. Just look out for the topic and poll there. Now, speaking ahead of this week's game, a bit of support from an Aberdeen legend, the king of the beach end, Joey Harper, who's got the belief.
They're a good team. They showed it against Sociedad, they were a good team. They showed it last season, they were a good team. We just have to get our act together again. I'm sure Derek McInnes is a smashing manager. The lads love him. And, you know, I'm sure he'll get his act together.
Two losses this season in the league so far, Joe. What would you put that down to?
Don't know, Dave. Honestly, don't know. You know, I was very confident we were going to beat Dundee United in the first game of the season. That didn't happen. And then last week, it didn't happen. So I really don't know. You can't put it down to tiredness. You can't put it down to playing in Europe. I don't go with this thing. If you play in Europe during the week, you're not good enough. You know, you play on a Sunday, you're not the same team. That's rubbish, especially at this time of season. The guys are fit and they're buzzing, but it just didn't happen. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll sort it out.
Joe, some Aberdeen fans calling for Derek to play with two strikers in the bid to get more goals. I mean, what would your thoughts be on that?
Nothing to do with them. Let Derek pick the team. He didn't do too badly last year. So, you know, he's the man in charge. Let him. He's not going to change it because the Aberdeen fans say they want two up front. He'll put his team out and it'll go from there.
Don't sit in the fence, Joe. Speak your mind. Joe Pittodrie, midweek for the League Cup draws. I saw someone refer to online the Human League Cup draw.
Oh, it's clever.
After Peter Pollitt, maybe last season. Also present and hopefully available for selection tomorrow, Russell Anderson speaking to us after the pairing in the Cup with Livingston.
I think we have to be happy that we've got a home tie. Obviously, we certainly won't be complacent in any way. Livingston will be a good test for us, but when the game comes round, we'll have done our homework on them, we'll be fully prepared and we'll be ready to go. It's a long way to get to a cup final and actually win it. We realised that last season. We had to play some very difficult games over the course of the run, so this is the first step and hopefully which will be another good cup campaign for us. But like I say, we can't be complacent about it, because I think if we do look beyond this game, looking towards the next one, then I think we'll come a cropper.
On to that team for tomorrow then. Time for Predictor Derek, the 11 men that you think Derek McInnes will send out for the match tomorrow, which, don't forget, is live as always on North Turn 2. Dave the Elder, we'll start with you for your team for tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going for Jamie, a back four. I don't think Russell will be risked tomorrow, and I have absolutely nothing to base that on other than my usual ability to suss things out, so I'll probably be completely wrong. Logan, Taylor, Reynolds, Considine, Pollitt, Jack, Flood, Hayes, McGinn and Rooney.
And Dave Galloway.
Langfield in goals, Logan, Anderson, Reynolds and Considine at the back, Jack and Flood, the sitting midfielders, then a three of Smith, Pollitt and Hayes behind Rooney.
Okay. Next, the one to watch. Dave Galloway first this time. Your one to watch.
One to watch for me is young Smith. Cammy has been knocking on the door for so long, and I think he's ready now to step up and really stake a strong claim for a regular first team place.
Dave McDermott.
Adam Rooney, he's had a couple of games where I'm sure by his own admission, he hasn't done as well as he would like. He is he's a great striker, a great poacher, and I look to him to get back onto the goals tomorrow and increase that tally of six.
And just ahead of the score prediction, let me bring on the weekly poll, a simple one this week. Will Aberdeen bounce back from last weekend's defeat by Partick Thistle? Will Aberdeen bounce back from last weekend's defeat by beating Partick Thistle? No or yes?
Yes, 68.8%, no, 31.3%.
Okay, so pretty confident still. Finally here, what's the score going to be? Dave Galloway.
The score for me, I will go for a 2-0 victory for Aberdeen.
Dave Mack?
3-0.
I'm going for 3-1, so kind of... roundabout
what we worryingly, we were all the same last week and all wrong as well.
All wrong, yes. That's par for the course, unfortunately. Very briefly on this one, transfer window about to slam shut, as it always does. Any last-minute business suspected at Pittodrie? I noticed Jimmy Masson going out on loan earlier. Anyone coming in, or do we think...
Not I'm aware of. I think it might well be fairly quiet. I'm sure there are still things going on in the background, but whether they actually come to fruition... It could be a couple of the younger players again going out on loan, but I don't expect it to be too
frenetic.
Busy. Yeah, frenetic is a good word because it won't happen. So there may be something, but not aware of anything.
Maybe Zion, maybe he's not.
Maybe Zion.
As the manager himself has said on many occasions, he's very cute with his answers.
Yeah,
you can never say never.
You're on Northampton's Friday Sport. This is the official station of the Dons. Coming up before 7, we'll chat golf and tennis, but directly ahead, the rest of the Scottish Premiership. Previewed in full along with Peter Head in League One, the Highland League, juniors and more. Just a moment on Northampton's Friday Sport.
Northampton Friday Sport with Dunlop Oil and Marine, a world leader in the design, manufacture and supply of hoses for the oil, gas and petrochemical industries.
North Sound 1, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie, Balmoore and across the Highland League. This is Friday Sport.
So to the other matches in the Scottish Premiership this weekend. First up, the fixture, which features the first managerial casualty of the campaign when Hamilton take on managerless Ross County. Chairman Roy McGregor explains the setup meantime.
In the interim, Stephen Ferguson, supported by the captain and vice-captain, will take the team for Saturday and the club will progress to look at how we deal with the situation going forward.
So a few comments along the lines of Derek Adams not having enough time. I don't think it was in the position, but in the position perhaps with this squad. Is that a fair comment?
Well, it is a fair comment. You do think something fairly serious must have happened behind the scenes for you know, you can understand why it's happened, but equally, Derek brought in 12, 13 players over the summer.
Going in and out, isn't
you know, so that there's a whole new team that signed for a manager who's now not there. Somebody new comes in, he's not necessarily going to want to keep all of those players. So it's not a good situation for to be in. But yeah, it seemed ridiculously early within the season. Given as well, it's the one. Okay, they struggled to win at Stranraer, but going to Stranraer on a Tuesday night from Dingwall, it's not an easy place to go. And I think it's just
especially
unfortunately
with the roadworks and the A9 for a kickoff.
I think it's just unfortunately another sign of the times. If you're a football manager, prepare to be sacked at some point in your career.
Who do we think for the job? Danny Lennon, possibly.
Yeah, I think Danny Lennon would do a reasonable job. I think Ross County would perhaps want Terry Butcher. He knows the area, but I think Terry's maybe had his fill of Scottish football after his experience at Easter Road.
OK, Hamilton versus Ross County tomorrow. It looks pretty ominous, doesn't it?
It does. If Ross County do win, if I was Derek, I'd be really furious with the squad. But I think Hamilton, they've got a bit of a head of steam going, so I think they might win 1-0.
Inverness have had a great start to the season and are no doubt high in confidence when they welcome Kilmarnock to the Highlands. Achilles Alan Johnson, they want to bounce after a Derby Cup win midweek.
Obviously it's more recovery rather than working on stuff for this game, especially the game Tuesday night. But we're getting the game full of confidence, looking forward to it, and it's going to be a hard game. They're going to have some of the ball as well, but we've got to make sure we get the ball because of any problems with the players we've got.
Big Yogi, though, doesn't care how it comes. He just wants a win.
They want to really get on the ball and keep the ball and good ball retention, be a little bit more patient and play the game in a different style. But we're going to have to beat our best against Kilmarnock. And I'll say this right now, if it's a horrible football match and we win it 1-0, then I'll be absolutely delighted because we want to keep that winning run going.
I always feel slightly cheated unless I hear Big Yogi say the word Shree. There you go.
True. My boys.
Inverness versus Kilmarnock, Dave.
I think that should be a really good game, actually. Inverness, they are top on merit. They played a lot of good stuff against Celtic, and I fancy Inverness to make home advantage count. I don't think it'll be easy, but I think they'll win 2-0.
Motherwell have had a few problems themselves early in the season. Tomorrow, Stuart McCall's team are at home to St Johnson. Saints boss Tommy Wright.
To limit a very good side like Aberdeen to very few opportunities and create opportunities ourselves was important. And, you know, the players... confidence doesn't really drop around here. They're always quite high in confidence, but it should give them a bit more belief.
Motherwell versus St Johnstone, Dave.
Motherwell, you do feel they've got to start getting something. You know, the like Aberdeen, they haven't become a bad team. They have lost a few players, got lots of injury problems as well, but I fancy them to get a 1-1 draw tomorrow.
Final one for Saturday, see St Mirren at home to Dundee United. Tommy Craig of St Mirren doesn't think they're too far away.
No, I think you've got to be, you've really got to be concentrated when we're attacking, when we've got the ball in their box. That's danger signals for both teams. You know, they'll be thinking, well, we need to keep St Mirren out, but we know on the break, they're probably the best team in the country at hitting on the break.
Jackie McNamara, Dundee United. Saw the Saints lose to City neighbours Dundee, but he was still impressed by what he saw, the Paisley outfit.
You know, I thought it was a game they should never have lost. They had good opportunities in the match, so, you know, Dundee got the 3 points, but, you know, they had good opportunities in the game. They passed it well, and they looked good energy about them, movement, and just that last thing was the finishing.
St Mirren versus Dundee United, Dave.
John, I can't see past Dundee United. They've had a very good start to the season. That 6-1 mauling at Celtic Park notwithstanding, I can't see past them winning. I'll go for 3-1 Dundee United.
Sunday at 12:30 sees last year's championship winners meet the Premiership champions, and Paul Hartley is an ex-Celtic, knows exactly what's coming his way.
They had a disappointing result, but we know they'll be up for the game on Sunday. They've had a lot of criticism, but they've got good players there. We know we're in for a tough 90 minutes on Sunday. I think the players will be hurting, and they'll want to show that they're a good team.
Celtic are standing on the brink of losing 3 games in a row, something which hasn't happened to them in almost 8 years. Last time it fell AC Milan after extra time, Rangers and then Falkirk. So far this time round it's Inverness, Maribor, and on Sunday Ronnie Dowell is going to try and avoid the third against Dundee.
Take all the criticism. I understand it. I understand it's a lot of emotions going on, and I'm as disappointed as the fans are. In 1 year, then I think it's right for the fans and everybody to judge me. Then you can, if I don't win the league, we don't have anything in Champions League to do, then I can say to me, hey, what a bad job.
Do you know what I think shows and highlights his lack of understanding of what it is to be in Celtic is the fact that he thinks he might get a year.
Yeah, I don't think if things don't pick up very quickly. And I think it'll be a difficult one on Sunday because, make no mistake, Celtic, the club, they thought they were in that Champions League. That is a bitter, bitter blow. And who knows what's going to happen between now and Monday night in terms of players going out, because there's a couple of these players that will be thinking, I'm not hanging about here.
Yeah.
And Virgil van Dijk, obviously, I think he's a certainty to go. Chris Commons is obviously not fancied by the manager.
I don't think Commons will stay.
I think he'll just cut his losses and go, and there'll be plenty of teams down south would like to sign Chris Commons. So, I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw on Sunday. I think Celtic are vulnerable at the moment and Dundee are playing with a bit of confidence.
Let's hope that vulnerability stays over the other end
Indeed.
Of the
yes.
international break. Briefly into the Championship, where it's Alloa versus Hibs, Cowdenbeath versus Raith Rovers. Dumbarton are at home to Livingston. Hearts welcome Falkirk, and you can buy a pie in Bovril or 16 shares at Ibrox when Rangers welcome Queen of the South tomorrow afternoon. In League One, Peterhead lost by the odd goal in 3 at home to Morton last weekend. Currently lie in 4th place in League One. Tomorrow they meet the team immediately above them in the table when they travel to play Brechin. Manager Jim McAnally.
Obviously we played recently, which kind of takes away the surprise factor, you know, for us to Brechin a wee bit, because I think that's probably what happened the last time. So Brechin will be well ready for us tomorrow, that's for sure. And we'll need to go out and work, you know, our socks off and make sure that if we get any opportunities, we take them, because I'm sure it'll be a totally different game tomorrow. We've had a good season already. You know, it started well for us, especially away from home. I think we've won 3 or 4 games away from home, and we've lost one and drawn one at home. So away from home has been okay for us. And But I just think it'd be nice to just, if we could just keep ticking along at the minute. We're still finding our feet. And, you know, even after last week's game, I watched it and I see how close it was. And I think there's going to be a lot of games like that where you could be disappointed in the last minute or you could be elated in the last minute. So I think it's just a case of just try to keep rolling along at the minute. And as the season goes, we'll see where we are.
In the Highland League, game of the day sees Broader Rangers at home to Fermartin United. Fermartin boss Steve Patterson taking his time planning.
I don't think I've thought about a game so much probably for about 10 years in terms of how to approach it, because, as you say, if you maybe go too open, you can get picked off. If you sit in too much, you can, it's probably just delaying the inevitable. So it's just finding a kind of, you know, balanced kind of game that well, A, makes you competitive, and sort of B, the game has got alive, certainly after, you know, by half time, because, you know, that's another point that, you know, 3-0 up last Saturday, I think a couple of weeks ago, they were 5-0 up at half time against Nevin Vale. You know, I think it's really important that, you know, obviously, that you stay in the game. I've thought long and hard about it, and I'm quite confident that, you know, in the tactics we'll employ, it's just again about how much your players can adapt and carry out things and also be at the top of their game, obviously.
Steve Patterson of Fermartin United there. And the other matches, it's Clack against Everton, Vale Forest welcome Huntly. Tullamore United travel to Fort William. Third place Inverurie Locos are at Lossiemouth. Nairn County take on Keith. Rothes are at home to Bucky Jags. John Sherrin's Cove make the trip to face Strathspey Thistle. League leaders Fraserburgh are on the A9 North to Wick. In the juniors, Dave.
Friday night football returns in just under an hour along the road at Bank City. Spain Park is the venue for the PMAC Group Super League clash between Bank City and Elland United. 7:45 kickoff. As far as tomorrow's games are concerned, Cooter are at home to Cruden Bay. FC Stonywood travel to Deverin side. Dice against Inverness City. Hull Ross United at home to Maud. Hermes, the league leaders by 5 points at the moment, entertain Bankery St Ternan, and Stonehaven are up at New Elgin in the First Division East. Leaders Colony Park entertain Sunnybank. Buckenhaven Hearts, who are also going very well, are at home to East End. Fraserburgh United go to Glentanner. Lewis United play Aberdeen University at the Sports Village. It's Newmarket United against Longside. Parkvale versus Bridget Dawn. Thistle, and in the First Division West, Nairn St Ninian travel to Bucky Rovers. Forest Thistle are at home to Isla Vale. Lossiemouth United welcome White Hills. Dufftown are up against Port Gordon Victoria. And finally, Spey Valley against Burghead Thistle.
The third round of Premier League fixtures takes place this weekend in England. There are already some sides under pressure. Four teams look to maintain their 100% starts to the season. George Alderman reports for Northern One's Friday Sport.
Arguably, the side needing a result the most this weekend is Manchester United. They've taken just a single point from their first two matches and suffered a 4-0 hammering at the hands of third-tier MK Dons in the League Cup in midweek. Next up for Louis van Gaal's side, a newly promoted Burnley. Their manager, Sean Dyche, is determined they don't pay their opponents too much respect.
I'm aware of them, some of them fantastic players, but I don't really overthink them. It's about us, it's about how we deliver, it's about how we go about our business, and it's about performances. If you give good performances over time, you can't guarantee everyone, but you know, you will win football matches, and that's our challenge.
QPR look for their first points on their return to the top flights when they host Sunderland, while Neil Warnock's second spell as Crystal Palace manager gets underway at Newcastle. Southampton, who have just a single point so far, go to West Ham. In contrast, champions Manchester City have won both of their games ahead of facing Stoke, as have Chelsea, who go to Everton, and Swansea, who meet West Brom. Tottenham's 100% start to the campaign will be challenged by Liverpool on Sunday. The Merseysiders gave them a terrible time last season, scoring 9 goals in 2 matches. Mauricio Pochettino's the man in charge of the North Londoners this time and is determined history won't repeat itself.
The past is the past. I don't want to remember the past. I think it's a new season, different style, different philosophy. Liverpool invests a lot of money. We take another way. Believe in our squad, two different way.
Hull look to get over the disappointment of their early Europa League exit when they travel to Aston Villa, and Leicester's tricky start to life back in the Premier League continues as they go to Arsenal.
Golf in Aberdeen's Richie Ramsey is tied in fourth in the Italian Open. He's on 8 under par, shot a 69 today, and afterwards spoke to Nick Dye for North Someone's Friday Sport.
It's good, you know, 69's a good score. At the anything under 70s, you've got to play well for. The rough's still
really thick in parts, so anything on the fairway gives you chances. And obviously there wasn't too much wind today, so you had to play quite attacking golf and stay patient. If you made a bogey, just stay patient because there was chances out there.
It did look like you had to take your punishment at times today.
Yeah, there was. I mean, played with Rafa and playing with Rocky today, and you know, anytime we're out of position, a lot of time we're just trying to get it round about the green and get up and down. And I did that well on six, and then obviously made a couple of pars, then a nice birdie on the last to finish, which was good. But it's just a case of staying patient and trying to go out and enjoy my golf, trying to play it like I was a kid, like you just stand up and you just play without trying to think about too many things.
A Coudon-based tennis coach is heading to Dallas next week, where he's helping roll out a brand new world-class performance programme. Chris Suter's been explaining more today for North Sun's Friday Sport.
It's called Quero Virtus, which is Latin for quest for excellence, and essentially we're going to put together a programme where we educate the players, the coaches and the parents all at the same time.
And it's not just about tennis, I believe. It's a bit more than that.
Yeah, we're trying to kind of, as well as striving for excellence on the tennis court, we're more interested in developing excellent people. The kind of careers that the tennis world and further afield can offer, we're trying to kind of offer advice and get external companies to come in and give careers advice to the players, help them develop all-round life skills that they would succeed whether they go into tennis or a different industry.
Chris Suter there. A pair of tickets for Aberdeen versus Partick Thistle going to Dylan Milne-Emsley. You could have had your choice of Ryan Jack or Peter Pollitt as the scorers against Kilmarnock a couple of weeks back. We'll see you at the game tomorrow, Dylan. Have fun. Dave.
Yeah, we've got, if you're 16 or over and would like to take part in a netball initiative called Bounce Back to Netball, then if you want to start playing again, 60-minute sessions are starting in a couple of weeks all over the Grampian area. All you have to do is email bounceback@netballscotland.com. That's bounceback@netballscotland.com. Tomorrow, of course, it will be full commentary on Red TV and also over on North Sound 2 and updates on North Sound 1. Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and myself bring in the action, and that's it from Friday Sport.
North Sound 1 Friday Sport with Dunlop Oil and Marine, servicing the oil, gas and petrochemical industries. Dunlop-oil-marine.co.uk.